Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillment of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. Streaming Plus License, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless, from the Haven of Hope Church.
Matthew 3:11 says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Somebody say amen. Praise be unto God. I am in need of your prayers this morning physically. I'm very weak and tired today. I've had some very strenuous week in front of me or past behind me. And a long, long day yesterday that I didn't finish everything I set out to do yesterday. So if you would pray for me, would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me today? My Father God, I thank you, O Lord, that I am in the house of God today. I thank you, dear God, that you have had your hand upon me and led me to this place. And I lift up and magnify your name, O God, above all the earth, because you alone are worthy to receive adoration and praise and glory and thanksgiving. And I ask, dear Lord, that you would pour out upon me today your divine unction. Pour out upon me today, dear God, your love and grace and mercy and power and spirit. Let your will be upon me today, dear God. Let your spirit lead me and guide me in all things. Father, I ask your touch to be upon my mouth and my heart, and let nothing come from my mouth that does not come from you, dear Lord. Let it go forward in a way, dear Lord, that would be pleasing and uplifting in your sight, that you might be blessed today, dear God, by the word as it comes forward. And let it go forward also, dear God, as those who are under the sound of my voice, they might receive from it, they might be blessed by it, they might receive strength and be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name we thank you and pray, and everybody said, amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Hallelujah. It's Pentecost Sunday. On Pentecost Sunday, you're supposed to preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But my message is going to go a little different direction. I'm going to be preaching about the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but it's not my main point. There was a song that I had fully intended. I spent a few hours this week making the track, because the track don't exist to sing by. There's a song by Carmen called 1955. And Brother Glenn loves Carmen. And he put in a request that we start doing some of Carmen's music. And I was going to do it today, Brother Glenn, but I could not get it finished. I mean, I was going to. I'll get it. I'll get it for you, brother. I will. But there's a song by Carmen called 1955. And it talks about the man of God stepped up to the microphone, strong, alone, and proud. And then he brought the word. And that, boy, that song, when you sing it, it just lights your fire up. It really, it's all good and Pentecostal. I declare it is. And I didn't get to sing it. I wanted to mighty bad. I even thought about playing the video for you, but I thought, no, that'd be kind of counterproductive to do it that way. I'll get it. But see, saints of God, as creatures of faith, we are endued with absolute power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. And I'm going to tell you something now. That is the ultimate power. That is the supreme power. There is no power in the universe that's any greater than the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Come on, somebody. Will you get in here with me and help me preach this morning? There's no other power that exists without the power of the Holy Ghost. All power exists from within that Holy Ghost power. Come on, somebody. The power, all power that exists from within that power. That's why the devil has no power over you that you don't give him.
That's right.
Uh-oh. Preacher done talked about us this morning.
Amen.
As creatures of faith, when we receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the fullness of the evidence of speaking in tongues, we have that same power of God at our disposal. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Jesus said, you've seen me in the works that I do. Greater works than these shall I do because I go to my Father. What he was saying was, you've seen the miraculous things that I've done. You could do those things and even greater because I'm not going to be here. Think about that for a minute now. What does the Bible teach us that Jesus did? He raised the dead. He walked on water.
Yes.
He healed an ear. He raised the dead on more than one occasion. He healed sickness, disease, spoke death to a fig tree. What else did he? Think of all the things that Jesus did while he was here. And he says, you can do that too.
Amen.
You know who else could do miraculous things in the Word of God? The prophets of God. Do you want to know why the prophets of God could do the great things that they could do? It was because they were full of the Holy Ghost and power. At that time, the Holy Ghost was not for all men. At that time, the Holy Ghost was for God's prophets. And God filled his prophets with the Holy Spirit. And the gifts of the Spirit that you see lining the walls of this church, the gifts of the Spirit were evident in all the men of God, all the prophets of God. Hallelujah. Even though the baptism of the Holy Ghost had not become prominent just yet. Now, I want to talk today about one of my favorite prophets. Even though Elisha had a double portion, Elijah is my favorite prophet. Because me and Elijah, we'd be tight. Like Sister Barbara talks about, that me and her would be tight back in the day. Me and Elijah, we'd be tight because I got his attitude most of the time. Just ask Sister Renette. Amen. And he was bold. He didn't mind speaking what he thought. And I get in trouble sometimes. One of the biggest reasons I'm not more popular in the Church of God is because if I think it, I say it. And I got in trouble with the youth department. I was on the youth board, and the youth director was saying some things about some ministry he wanted to do, and I thought that's the weakest minded mess I'd ever heard in my life. And I spoke right up. I said, you know what? He said, if you're going to do something good in youth ministry, he said, the way I like to do youth ministry is I like to look at what the schools are doing and what the schools are doing, and you can get people to come to get young people to come to church. And I said, that's stupid. I said, for the most part, kids hate school. They don't want to go to school. I said, if you want to bring kids into church, you got to do something way different than what the schools are doing. And he didn't get along with me much after that. I didn't think that it didn't even dawn on me that I was insulting him. All I could think of was, that's stupid. Why? That's ridiculous. And if something's not going to work, I'll speak up and say, hey, that ain't going to work. That's foolish. And I'm not saying it to try to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm not saying it to try to get on somebody's nerves. I'm saying it because that's going to be some wasted effort right there. Wasted time, wasted money, wasted effort if you're going to do foolish things like that. And I'm just trying to get people. But the thing of it is, I mean, I realize it now, but at the time, I didn't realize I was being obnoxious. And that's the way my boy Elijah was. Elijah didn't mind smacking you in the face with the truth. He was like, stupid. Why are you doing that? Elijah was one of the prophets that had the power of God at his disposal. Elijah had gotten into trouble with Ahab and Jezebel. They were the kings of Israel at the time. And they were leading Israel to worship Baal and Asheroth, the false gods. And Elijah told Ahab, he said, you're evil, man. He said, what God's going to do is he's going to punish you for that, for being that evil. And Elijah spoke, he said, and because God's going to punish you, he said, yeah, I'm going to speak right now, and it ain't going to rain until I tell it to again.
Amen.
Oh, that made Ahab mad and Jezebel mad. And Elijah left and went his own way. And for 3.5 years, it didn't rain a drop. The food dried up. People were starving. Then God told Elijah to go meet Ahab again. And he said, go tell him I'm going to make it rain. So when Elijah went to go see Ahab and Jezebel, when Ahab seen him, he said, look at there. Look, come in there. There's the biggest troublemaker in Israel right there. And Elijah said, I'm sorry. I said, but you're going to be calling somebody a troublemaker. You better look in the mirror. He said, because it's your fault that it ain't raining in Israel. You're the one who spoke all this mess and done all this mess and caused it to happen. And at that point, Ahab got mad and was talking junk, talking about how his God was God, Baal was God, Ashtaroth was God. And Elijah said, you really think so? Elijah said, let's find out. And he said, let's go down to the river. Let's go up to the river here on Mount Carmel. And we're going to build an altar. You guys and your 450 prophets of Baal, you build your altar and I'll go build mine. And we'll put a sacrifice on it, and whichever God sets fire to his sacrifice, that God is God. Now see, the thing of it is, here we got Elijah, the prophet. One man. The man of God, strong, alone, and prone. And he was standing up against Ahab, the king of Israel, Jezebel, his wife, the 450 prophets of Baal, and all of Israel was standing on the side of Ahab at the time. We're talking millions of people standing there watching what was going on. And there stood Elijah. One single man standing there with faith in God. One single man standing there waiting to show Ahab just exactly who he is. Standing against all the people, the 450 prophets of Baal. Elijah stepped out and spoke against the prophets of Baal and against the ministry of Baal and Ashtaroth. And he challenged them. This one man said, let's put it to the test. And Ahab and the prophets of Baal, they built an altar. And they put wood on the altar. They killed the bullock and put it on the altar. And they started praying over it. But Elijah knew about the fact that the news media was bringing false news. He knew about the fact that the prophets of Baal would very often play tricks and light fire on the altars and make it look like their god Baal had done it. But it was trickery. So Elijah stood there and watched them real close. And wouldn't let them pull nothing. And they sat there and they prayed for hours and hours and hours. And they got upset. And Elijah started mocking them. He said, where y'all God at? Is he asleep? Is he old and going to sleep? Wait a minute. No, has he gone on a trip? Is he going on vacation? Can he hear y'all at all? And that made them mad. And they started cutting themselves with sharp stones thinking that Baal was going to hear them. Baal? They cut themselves thinking it would make Baal hear. Baal was a made-up false god.
That's right.
He won't go hear nothing because he won't there.
That's right.
He didn't exist. And finally they gave up, and Elijah stepped up. The one man, the man of God, strong, alone, and prone, stepped up to the altar made for God. One man alone when everybody else was speaking false doctrine.
Oh,
when everybody else was standing against him and against his God. God. When everybody else was falling in for the fake news media, he stepped up and he built his altar. And then he dug a trench, a deep trench all the way around, a moat all the way around his altar. And then he asked them to bring him 4 barrels of water. And he filled up that trench. And it wasn't enough. Go get me 4 more barrels of water. And he filled up that trench. Go get me 4 more barrels of water. And he filled up that trench. 12 barrels of water filled up that trench. And then Elijah, in chapter 18, verse 36, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dust, the ashes, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. That one man alone, that one voice spoke out against all of the nation. Amen. Let me take a minute right now and tell you who you are. You are one voice. You have the power of the baptism of the Holy Ghost operating at your disposal. You have the gifts of the Spirit operating such that when you speak, things come to pass. All you got to do is learn the boldness to speak the bold things into existence. And right now in this time which we live, it's time for the child of God to step up and be bold in your statements. It's time for the child of God to step up and be powerful and speak the powerful things into existence in this day and time. Hallelujah. When everybody else is speaking doom and gloom and this is going to fail and that's going to fail, I'm watching the child of God rise up. Amen. And all the things that the enemy's bringing against us as individuals, as a church, and as a church body worldwide, the child of God is flourishing. The child of God is rising up. Amen. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing in the midst of failure upon everybody else. Hallelujah. Luke 24 and 49 says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He said you got the power of the Holy Ghost. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Come on, somebody. You will have the power of the Holy Ghost upon you. And in the midst of this turmoil, in the midst of this economic downfall, in the midst of all these trials and tribulations coming upon the earth, you will rise up and be victorious. If you will take the armor, take the mantle of God and put it upon your shoulders and say, I believe. It don't matter if the entire nation is talking against you. It don't matter if the White House is talking against you. It don't matter if the State House is talking against you. It don't matter if the news media, if Facebook, if the multimedia. It don't matter what the media is saying because they're lying anyway. Well, Pastor Mack, I'm one person. No, you're not. You and the Holy Ghost make it up. Amen? If it was just you without the power of the Holy Ghost, yeah, you wouldn't make no difference. But you and the power of the Holy Ghost of God, you can speak and the mountain shall be moved. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to the living God. When the whole world is speaking death, you alone, the child of God, strong and prone, steps out and speaks life. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Woo! Ain't that right, Sister Donna? When the doctors were saying it don't look good. And today her little girl's fine. Woo! Come on, somebody. Yeah. Yeah. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, I'm going to speak life over Sister Sandra. Yeah. Lord, touch her body. Yeah. Bring her back to us. Yeah. I'm going to speak life over those families that people are trying to pull out of this church. I'm going to claim that they belong here and they belong to God, and I rebuke the attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I pray that God shuts the mouth of them that would do harm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? Some of you are facing trials. Some of you are facing difficult times. And during this message, you got pumped up and you started thinking about them trials and those tribulations and those times. It's time for you to stay pumped up. It's time for you to get your faith and your heart right.
Amen.
And realize who it is that you serve.
Amen.
If you're facing a difficult situation, step up to this altar, strong, alone, and prone, and speak to it. You can speak to your situation. You can speak to your tribulation. You can speak to your trial. You can speak to the issue that the enemy is bringing against you. You can speak to that weapon coming to this altar right now and speak and call that weapon false and call that weapon weak and call that weapon dead and proclaim the victory. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come now. Come now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we lift up Brother Mason today, dear God. Let your hand be upon him and upon his doctors and technicians, dear Lord. Let him be healed, dear God. Let your hand be upon his body and healing take place, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thankful for you and for him, dear Lord, and his ministry here. We ask, dear God, that you would continue to bless him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise and magnify your name for your divine visitation in our service today, for your anointing upon the music and upon the word today, dear God, and upon the altar service. We thank you, dear God, for the many blessings we received today at your hand, and ask, dear God, that you would pour out your blessings upon us continually as we leave and go our separate ways. Keep us safe, healthy, and protected until we should come together again at the next appointed time. Bless our homes, our families, our finances, our spouses and children, our places of business, and our property, dear God, so that everyone that looks upon us would see you, see your hand, and know that you're real, and they can come to you, and because you love your children, they can come to you for salvation in Jesus' name. Somebody look at me right here real quick. I know.
We were ready for you.
Let's pray that sinner's prayer together. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, no service tonight, no service Tuesday night. Go to camp meeting. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you tonight.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.